Good morning. It's close enough to 10:30. We'll go ahead and get started, Brother Stewart. Good to see everybody here. Welcome to the last service that we'll have this year. As we reflect on this past year and its blessings, while let's hope for God's even greater blessings next year, beginning today. And let's all grab the gray book, as we call it, the Favorite Gospel Songs, third edition. And start with number 40. Everybody sing to the fullest. Glory to his name. Number 40. Good. Turn back a few pages to number 13. Number 13. He touched me.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Brother Sam. I believe you already sung another one just to sing some more people in. They're still coming. Good morning, everybody. Did everybody have a Merry Christmas? I hope you did. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, though. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be here this day. The last song said, "He touched me." That was a lot about of what our Sunday school lesson was about today. And if you know that the Lord has touched you, touched your heart, touched your soul, that's the greatest blessing that you'll ever have. And I'm thankful for that this morning. We are glad to see each and every one here today. I'm going to move right along today in this service. And Brother Stewart's going to be doing the children's church this morning. And so I'm going to let him go ahead and do it right now is what I'm going to do. Brother Stewart, if you would.
On the far side over here today, we're going to change it up a little bit. Everybody who will, come down. I can remember when Landon used to sit there, Caden used to sit there, Michaela and her brother used to sit there. All of the young adults in this church at one time met right here, and that's a blessing. Amen. Hey, brother. I have a story to tell you today, but I've got to start with something that I want to ask you a question about. Have you all ever made one of those before? And what did you make out of it? What are some of the things you made out of your hand? A handprint. What did you turn it into? Did you turn it into anything? Okay. Did anybody turn it into a chicken or a turkey or a peacock? Or did anybody turn it into a ladybug with an upside down hand? Or did anyone turn it into a tree by putting leaves on it? Or did anyone turn it into flowers by doing several handprints? In school, we've probably done that, and I would dare to say that maybe even in church here, you have done that handprint before for something. And so I'm going to tell you a story about it. The story is about this teacher. And the teacher was trying to teach her children, the class, about gratitude and how to be grateful. And so she told each one of them that she was going to give them a blank sheet of paper to sit down at their desk and draw something on it. And that after they would do it, they would each get up and tell everyone what they drew and what they were thankful for. Because the teacher says we need to realize being grateful is not only good for our heart and soul, but it's good for the people around us. We should be grateful not only for things that we have, but for the people around us. So she let them go off, and they did that. And when they were through, she started calling them up. So the first one that came up was Sarah. And she came up, and she had drawn some trees. And she said, "I am thankful for trees because they create oxygen so I can breathe." Okay. So then she called the next one up, and it was Jason. And he stood up, and he had a picture of stick people, and he says, "These are my parents. I am thankful for my parents because without them, I wouldn't be here. But they also help me with my homework when I need it." And then there was another one who came up. It was Rebecca, and she said, "Chocolate. I'm thankful for chocolate." So we all have different things that we're thankful for. But she called on Simon, and Simon was a little bashful. He came before the class, and he held up the picture of his hand. But he didn't say anything. He just held up the picture of his hand. So the teacher could tell he was a little bit apprehensive. And she said, "Simon, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a game. We're going to ask the students, whose hand did you draw that you're thankful for?" And one child said, it's a policeman's hand because they protect us. Simon said, no. And another child said, it's Simon's hand because he's grateful to have a hand. And Simon said, no. And so it went through several like that. So this hand, which is drawn in this paper, and many of you have done that yourself, whose hand would you have drawn that you're grateful for? Whose hand? Okay, who? Your mother and father? Okay. Anyone else? Whose hand would you have drawn? God. Okay, that's good. The hand of God. That'd be good. What else? Anyone? Okay. Jesus. Okay. Anyone in particular in the church? I'm thankful for Ricky. I'm thankful for Sam. I'm thankful for everyone that participates in their church service. But you know who I'm thankful for the most when I placed my hand there and drew it? I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you, I'm thankful for you, I'm thankful for you, thankful for you, thankful for you, and thankful for you, because you all are a blessing to my soul. You all are a blessing from God, not only to your parents, but to everyone in this church. And I'm thankful for you and your lives and who you will become because you will be the future of this church. And I'm thankful for how strong you are in your beliefs already. So as we leave today and we finish up, think about who you're thankful for. Whose hand would you have drawn? Because to me, it was each of you that I drew that hand for. I'm thankful for each of you. Anything on anyone's heart? All right. We'll let you go. Thank you so much.
Good lesson, Brother Stewart. It's good for us to be thankful. And as he mentioned each one, I had to agree. But I will also say I'm thankful for all of you. I do want to thank the church again for the blessings that you passed upon us this year. But also the nice gift that y'all gave us too. And we're so thankful for that. And Brother Landy's not here. If you were not here last Sunday, he came up to present us our gift. And he disappointed Paula because he said they were giving us a three-week vacation in Hawaii. That was a bit much. And he said, I'm just kidding. But we were thankful for the gift. I was thankful for Brother Lanny's little gesture. I'll say it that way. I like that myself. It was a good thing. It is good for us to be in the house of the Lord. I've already been blessed today. Have you? I hope you have. This week has been a good week, but a bad week too. I lost my mentor as far as the ministry this week. My former pastor, Brother James Gibbs, passed away this week, and he was my pastor for many years. And years ago, another man asked me, he said, why do you do so-and-so in the church? And I said, well, I guess I copied Brother James Gibbs. He did that. And he said, I don't do that. I said, well, I'm just following the example that I was given. And he was a very good man, a very good preacher, and a very good pastor that I enjoyed for many years, and I was thankful for him. We'll ask you to pray for his family. Brother James and Miss Ann know him well in the fact that he's helped in their revivals the last few years over at Green Valley. And we'll need to pray for them is what we'll need to do. So with that being said, it's good to see each and every one here tonight, today. And Let's be about the Lord's business today. I'm going to make one other quick announcement. I'm going to be giving an opportunity for members today. I was asked about this morning, and if somebody would like to join the church this morning, we're going to give you an opportunity after prayer, and we do our offering. Then we'll let get ourselves back on our minds on the Lord. And what I'm going to say is, if the Lord is leading you to join this church, you follow the Lord. And if you're uncertain about it, you pray about it. You ask the Lord if that's what you need to do. And you just do what God would have you to do today in this service. And you follow Him. That's what you need to do more than anything else, is follow Him. Is what you need to do. So we'll give you that opportunity here in just a little while. But we want to go to the Lord in prayer. Does anybody have a prayer request on your hearts? Let's remember the different ones that are unable to be with us. It's good to see Sister Nettie and Sister Barbara both back with us. Both of them been down for a little while, and they're able to be back with us today. But we need to remember them in our prayers still, that they'll go stronger. Remember Brother Lowell also in your prayers. Somebody else have a prayer request on your heart?
Brother Hackett.
Yeah. Do remember our niece. She's got some tests tomorrow, and she's fearful for the test. So y'all remember her. I heard back here.
Brother Hackett, I had a good friend that passed away.
Lord help. Do remember Brother Tom's friends, family. His friend passed away and left wife and children. And we do need to remember them. Somebody else? We want to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And like I said, pray about what God would have you to do in this service is what I want you to do. We'll call on one to start our prayer this morning. But we'll ask everyone to pray in your own way this morning. Brother Tom, would you start a prayer, please? Everybody pray, please. As I said, we're going to give an opportunity for members here today at Murfreesboro Church. The way we take members, usually I make it just short and sweet, but I do want to go a little bit more in detail today. And what I'll say is first of all, we take members by baptism. Experience in baptism, not just baptism, but experience in baptism. This church believes, as our forefathers did for many of our over 2,000 years, that the only ones that are good candidates for salvation is those that have been saved first. Then they can be baptized. Well, the way you let everybody know that you're saved is you tell somebody, right? So we do require a testimony from anyone joining this church. But before baptism, we like to hear someone tell their testimony is what we do. We take members by experience in baptism is what we do in that very way. The other way that we do it, we take them by letter or credit a letter. If you have a letter from a church of like faith and order with you today, we'll hear that letter read today. And the church will act appropriately. But if you do not have that letter, we'll take you on a credit letter. And that means we'll send for that letter from your church. And we will, when the letter is received, you will be granted membership into this church is what you'll be granted. We also take them by restoration. If there's someone that's been excluded from this body and they need to come back and make their acknowledgments unto the church this morning, we would hear that acknowledgment and the church would act appropriately upon that acknowledgment at this time. So while we sing this next song, I want you to pray about it. But if the Lord has led you to join this church, I'll be down here in front. You come right up here. And we'll hear your testimony, and we'll go let the church act upon you at this time. So while we stand and sing, let us give an invitation to those to join the Lord's church. Being none others to come forward, we have one here that's presented herself for membership. I told you I got blessed today. Sarah came in and told me about getting saved this week. But I'm going to let her tell you what happened to her. Don't tell them that. Just go ahead and talk.
I was up in my room and all of a sudden I felt sad, so I went down, and I knew I was lost, so I went downstairs to go tell my mom and my dad, and I went to the couch and prayed and got saved.
Amen. Lord bless. And you know you're going to heaven now. That was what I heard. Yeah.
Happy.
Felt happy, yeah. You didn't tell them when?
Christmas.
Christmas Day. Somebody asked her out in the lobby, did you have a Merry Christmas? She said, the best one ever. I could lose it over that. What's the will of the body on this one to present herself for membership? Motion made and second that we accept her testimony. We'll grant her all rights and privileges when baptized is what we'll do. And with that being said, any discussion on this motion? If not, all in favor of this motion of accepting her at this time and receiving her in the church when at her baptism, let it be known by uplifted hand. All opposed, like sign. Motion has passed. Now it is our custom to give the right hand of Christian fellowship at this time. So, Brother Sam, while we sing, we want to extend to Sarah the right hand of Christian fellowship, and I'm going to do the very first one.
Thank you. I think one of the greatest joys that I can experience in this life is to be present when somebody saves. Amen. But hearing that they're saved is ranked right up there with it. It's a marvelous thing. It's a great thing. And it's not anything to be taken lightly. I understand that, and I'm not trying to preach. He'll preach in a minute, Lord willing. But it's really serious. We will accomplish many things, all of us collectively, in our lives. I thought of Brother Gibbs. He was preached to me when I was lost. And the one thing that matters to him now is him being saved when he was young. That's what matters to him. That's what's going to matter to our little sister there, and I can call her my sister. God bless you. And Christmas was Thursday, so when we sing the days of the week, that's your day. You can stand up. But I'm babbling. Let's get on with it. Let's do number 162. 162, I'll throw you a curve there, Miss Rachel, but here I am. It's the name of this one. We can do that right now. Just follow my lead. Whenever we get to the day of the week that the Lord saved you, just stand up and let us know. Just follow my lead. We can do this without the piano. I know you can play it, but we can do it. Here we go. Glory. redeemed of the Lord say so. People might call that listen silly. Silly, Brother Timothy.
Everybody follow the Lord now.
Well, I've got to, and we got to sing my favorite song. Number 72. Yeah? Go ahead. Yeah. 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 Bless. Bless you, sister. Yeah. Yeah. By being here today, you're here to be a blessing to somebody.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? Yeah.
Anybody got a word of testimony on your heart? Let's follow the Lord. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I saw the travail that she was in.
Bless your heart, brother. Thank you, Brother Tom. Appreciate the good testimony. After Sarah told us and her and Vicky had went back, I guess, Sunday school, he went a little bit more in detail, and I'm not going to go into detail. That's Sarah's job and their job to tell. But it was a blessing to hear him tell about what he got to see, and that was a blessing to me so much. Somebody else got a word of testimony on your heart. Yeah. 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 Amen, Brother John. Waiting on you to trust him for it. Amen. Somebody else. Amen. Bless you, Miss Sandy. It's good to see prayers answered like that, isn't it? Somebody else got something on your heart. Y'all follow the Lord now. Bless your heart. Love you too. Bless you, Miss Barbara. Appreciate the good testimony there. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Maybe you've never testified before. Maybe you never told you even saved before. Be a good time to tell it. Lord's here and he's moving. And if you're here today and you're lost, it's a good day for you to find him. It's just as good as December 25th is. That's going to be a precious day to her for the rest of her life. Sarah, how old are you? You're 8? Okay, you're older than I thought you were. Boy, they're getting older faster than I thought they was. I thought you 7. I thought you same age as Miss Barbara was. But okay, you're 8. Bless her heart. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now she knows what that's about.
Yeah.
It's better for her own.
Yes, sir.
This is just the start for her. And her standing up on Thursday now is just not quite as good as mine. But it's just about
close. Yeah.
It's another one the devil can't give.
Amen.
Right there is what it's all about, folks.
Amen. Yeah.
All you've got is the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All you've got is the sheep out there that you're just worried about your everyday life. But that's what it takes to get it. You got to lay everything aside.
Amen.
Brother, it takes a mom and a dad. Notice I said a mom and a dad to keep them kids in church for them. It takes a church that will use an altar.
Yes, sir.
For these kids know where to go.
Yes.
When they got troubles.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just as much by law as it is hers. And if you put in the work, that's why we're all happy this morning. That's why we got these happy tears.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter what you do. If you lead the singing and play the piano, it takes us all working together.
Amen.
To find one accord, to amplify so that the Father, not a mom or dad, the Father can save them.
Lord bless. Yeah.
And I'd like to pray with you. If you come down here, I'll pray with you.
Dude. Lord bless.
Because I tell you what, this is that wheel inside a wheel that gets the stirring that they wrote about. And if you can sit here and be quiet in this, you've got a problem.
Lord have
you. Amen. I'm looking for, I'm glad God's still in the same business.
Amen.
And he will be until he comes back
yeah.
for that heavenly home we were singing about.
Let yeah. Lord bless.
He's still in the saving business.
Yes, sir.
There's another one sitting over on that pew. There's a whole bunch of them that come up here and sit down this morning with Brother Stewart. They all need the Lord. There's adults, most likely, sitting in our midst as well. They're probably church members because the Bible talks about, and all of us, the Bible talks about the weak men with the tares. I'm sure you've read this before. But it talks about how the weak and the tares, they look very similar.
Yeah.
Yes,
you do. Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I'm glad it's a 5 or 6 year old boy. Her grandpa was preaching the day I got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you much about it, but I can tell you, I went down sad and I got up happy, just like when she was saved.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. If you want to write a speech out talking about how you got saved and it dry and nothing to it, I don't worry about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo, this is what it's about, folks.
Amen.
You can't handle this. I don't know what you're going to do with God one day.
Yeah.
As it's better farther on, there is angels in the heaven rejoicing this morning.
Yes, sir.
But there's a partition right now between us and them.
Yeah.
One day it won't be.
That's right.
You better be
Yeah. Amen. It sure is. Bless your heart, Brother Timothy. I'm ready to go on. I like it when the Lord, when we try to hush and the Lord says, go on. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Don't miss out on a blessing. Yeah. Amen. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, Brother Landon. Appreciate that testimony. Somebody else. Maybe this is out of place. I don't know. I don't think so. I talked about Brother James Gibbs. I heard him tell his testimony several times. And he had gotten under conviction, and he had went to the altar. And I think he only went one time, and I think he always said he was 7 years old. But he said, I'd prayed, and I think his brother got saved right next to him. And he said, when he got saved, and I wasn't, he said, I called unto my mother, and he said, Mama, help me. And now this was always his phrase. He said, Mama said, for the very first time, I can't help you with this. He said, Mama had always fixed every scrape, every cut, every bruise. But she couldn't help him then. And the Lord, saved him at that point because he turned it over to him. He trusted in the Lord to do it, not Mama or Daddy or anybody else. But I thought I'd just bring that to your heart too. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Been good to be in the house of the Lord today, hadn't it? I don't think you want me to preach an hour-long sermon, do you? We'll save this one for another time is what we'll do. We'll see if the Lord wants it for next Sunday or if I'll preach it before then or sometime later. But we'll see what the Lord has in store. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord today. Does anybody else have a word in your heart, on your heart this morning? Yes, sir, it has. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. And only the Lord knows about what happened today as far as souls are concerned. I do want us to have a song here today. And what I want us to do is have an invitation for those that are unsaved today. I want, if you're here today and you know, like Sarah did earlier, this week, that something was wrong, that you were sad inside, and you knew that you were lost today. If you know that today, as Brother Timothy said, that's what these altars are for. It's a place to come and pray. And I want to give you that invitation today to come to the altar and pray. There's no better day to get saved than today. You could have gotten saved yesterday. That would have been a good day for it. But there's no better day than right now to get saved. So I want to give you that opportunity today. If you're here today and you know, I'm going to say it this way, not just lost. If you ask yourself this question, if I were to die today, and we don't like to think about that today, do we? But if you died today, where would you go? Now, if you can say heaven, you're okay. But if inside your heart it says hell, you better get worried about your soul. And this altar is a good place for you to come. So while we stand and sing, I want you to know something. We'll be down here praying for you. We'll be doing everything we can for you. But there ain't one of us can save you. None of us can tell you you're saved. All it's going to take is you trusting God, and He'll let you know when you get saved. Right, Sarah? He will. He'll let you know when you get saved. He'll put something inside of you that's better than you've ever had before. While we stand and sing, if you're here today and you're lost, turn away from your pride. Turn away from everything else. Turn towards God today. You seek Him before it's too late.
103. 103.